Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. Of course, I want you to holler at me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. And if you don't want to holler at me on the call tip, you can always email me, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, and concerns, I got you. Now, of course, I want you to social network with me. So please feel free to go to my Smooth Drama Facebook group, ask to get in. We'll let you in. Or basically just Google Smooth Drama. Wherever you find Smooth Drama, add me, I'll add you back, and we can talk taste on it, because I'm a nice guy like that. Oh, man. It's been an interesting weekend. I know some of y'all know about what happened as far as, Prodigy died. And, you know, everybody was talking about BET and the Prodigy Well, not just BET, but the NBA Awards. They didn't do I guess NBA Awards wouldn't necessarily care about Prodigy, because it's not like he played basketball or anything like that. But, you know, Prodigy and Mobb Deep died, as well as Educated Rapper from UTFO. He died last week also. So it's a lot of, young people dying. I mean, they weren't old when they passed, so. You know, we'll start off with that. Rest in peace. Shout out to the dead MCs first. And then this segment is dedicated to the ladies here. I like to think I'm a ladies man. I'm friends with the ladies. So I'm the biggest lesbian that you don't know. In the meantime, I found a study that would definitely be interesting to the ladies. First and foremost, this study comes from the University of Seattle and the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research Center. The study says that women retain and carry living DNA cells from every man with whom they have sexual intercourse. And they said that, they went through all when they did autopsies, that's the word, and they were studying neurological diseases that occur. They picked apart a female brain, and they found out that female brains often harbor male microchimerism, or as they call it, the presence of male DNA that originated from another individual and are genetically distinct from the cells that make up the rest of the woman. And according to the study, 63% of the females tested harbored male microchimerism in the brain. And male microchimerism was present in multiple brain regions. So basically, 63% of the women carry male DNA cells that live in their brains. And of course, the researchers wanted to know where that came from. So where does it come from, ladies? They thought your father's DNA combined into yours, left over. But no, they... You know, the father's DNA combines with your mother's to create your unique DNA. So it wasn't that. So they thought maybe it came from a male pregnancy. Because, you know, women, you have sex with a man and his sperm, and it could have been that way. But they autopsied the brains of women who had never been pregnant, let alone with a male child, and they still found male DNA in the female brain. So after they did all that, they found what it was. Apparently, you know those sperms that they say just die when the winter goes and fertilize the egg and the rest of them, they just die out. Apparently, the little homies, they swim and they penetrate all up inside you. So depending on where you receive, that's my good word for it, where you receive this DNA sperm is where it digs in. So, you know, I guess every male, and this is the scary part, ladies, every male that you've been with is inside you. Now, I thought they obviously didn't do the research with men involved with women. You know, so I assume that every woman that a man or a woman has slept with is with them also. You know, because obviously, and I guess if you're a gay man, every man that you slept with is with you, but it wouldn't be because you're a male. So having different male DNA inside, I guess it's the same concept, but we're not going there for the purposes of, we're sticking with the ladies. The fact, and it's scary, you think about every guy that you've been with is with you. Even that dude that you hate, he's with your ass forever. Right here. It's kind of nasty, actually. You think about that. You start thinking about everybody that you've been with, and you're like, oh, man, I hate her. And it's like, but she's here in your brain forever. So when you say you can't get that dude off your mind, that's because he had that strong sperm that is junked all up in your system. Crazy, huh? So, yeah, next time, you know, you're going out to the club, you're going to make it happen, just think, it's that dude, he's going to be with you forever. Make them smart choices. Make them smart choices, because if not, you're going to have that dude with you forever and ever, forever and ever. And speaking of forever and ever, you know, normally, you know, I talk about the Groundhog Day, but there was something that kind of got on my nerves. It was John McEnroe, tennis legend. You know, the dude with the temper, always just throw his racket and all this other stuff. Well, you know, he's constantly over the years been dissing Serena Williams, talking about, oh, I could beat her now, you know, and then talking about how, yeah, if she was on the male's tour, she'd be 700, all this other stuff. And I mean, okay, fine. I don't know why he's hating on Serena. I mean, Serena's been dominant for so long. And they asked him, know why he said it. I mean, he admitted, no, it wasn't necessary. And that, yeah, she is the greatest female player that ever lived. Now, Danny come out and said something stupid like, well, I don't want to upset her because, and I quote, I don't want anything to go wrong with Serena's pregnancy. Now, some of you know, if you're paying attention, Serena Williams is currently expecting the baby. Now, I'm going to say this. Look, Serena is so great that Serena Williams won the Australian Open. She was pregnant. When you think about that for a second, she was pregnant playing in a match and she won it. So if that didn't hurt her, I'm going to take a guess, educated guess. I went to school and all that, but I'm just going to go off my street knowledge here that if she can win the Australia Open, she can kick ass pregnant. The words from a dumb bastard is not going to hurt. It's like, yeah, John McEnroe, I don't think that there's anything that you can say that it is going to affect her pregnancy because she's a little bit stronger than what you're talking about. She ain't going to start throwing her rackets and all this other stuff like your bitch ass used to do. Speaking of which, Nicki Minaj, as most people know, her and Remy Ma have been going through a little, I guess you want to say a hip-hop feud. Wasn't much of a feud because Remy Ma released Sheeper, kind of bodied her. Well, wasn't kind of bodied her, like gave it to her, like, gave it to her. You know, for me, it was kind of over with. But, you know, Nicki Minaj, she's still trying to, on Sunday at the BET Awards, she came out with her songs. Fraudulent, and I think her other song, Swish Swish, and you know, I don't know if you've heard them songs. I personally can't get through like 30 seconds of them. They kind of suck, but you know, in the Swish Swish, she's trying to get at Taylor Swift. Now, I know I could be talking some old school hip hop sensibility here. I'm a little bit older. So when I think of hip hop, I think of you going at that other person. I don't think of my hardcore rappers. I don't think LL Cool J is gonna be going at Mick Jagger. Like, yo, Mick, I ain't like what you said, so I'm gonna spit these hot tracks, these hot lyrics on you. It's like, no. Why is Nicki Minaj trying to holler at Taylor Swift? It's like, Taylor Swift don't rap. I mean, I'm just saying, the closest association with rap that I can think of with Taylor Swift is when Kanye West jumped on the thing and said, hey, she don't deserve this album, this award. It belonged to Beyonce. That's the closest that I can think of when I think of Taylor Swift. That's the only rap reference that she has, quite honestly. Now, I bring this up because Remy Ma is the one who won the Best Female Hip Hop Artist Award. Not Nicki Minaj. And so Nicki Minaj performs her song, so-called shot at her, but it's like you kind of lost. And the fact that Remy Ma won is like, not once again, not that I'm dissing the ladies in the hip-hop, but it's been kind of weak sauce. I mean, the fact that Nicki Minaj has been the winner for how many years going, like 5-6 years in a row, and her songs are what? I mean, I'm just gonna say they're soft like ass, even though hers is fake. I'm just saying, can we get some hardcore back? Like, shout out to Remy Ma for winning that hip hop award, and hopefully we can get it back to where it belongs, hardcore only. And just in case y'all forgot what hardcore was, female rapping, I dug in the cracks. I went back to one of my favorite female MCs, MC Lyte. It's a little something. Throwing words at you. Hope y'all dig it.
Yo, Milk, this is super duper. I think I need a sound check. Hit me with a sample. Yeah, now what about that dope stuff? All right, now give me an 808. Now let the beat roll. Any competition, check is a check. Whatever the game, light in the set. But did you say rapping? Cause I'm with it. I hold the title, your mind is off the edge. You can put me to the test, I'll prove I am the best. You'll be the last to multiply over that. Try to distance? Nah, you'll be the only star face in the place. Cause I rip out your eyes, cut your tongue off. You can't talk no more and let the bullshit walk in this lifetime. You know MC, you just labeled in bone black ink as a wannabe. Now that I'm called and I raised you, I should punish those that misled you into thinking that you was just too good. I beat your ass in your own neighborhood. I have yet to threaten you with 6 stones that'll hurt you at a home. I'm just throwing words at you. I can't catch what the words are throwing at you. I'm just throwing words at you. Can you catch what the words are throwing at you? I step in the jam, they know who I am. All I do is smile and the crowd go wild. MC Lyte doing time with a pile. Waiting to put a sucker in a place, won't hesitate. This a bitch to a face, cause you're a half-ass MC, a part-time hooker. But John was giving out, they overlooked you. I rock your blindfolded, better yet with no mic. Type it acapella, make it DJ go and strike. This kind of comp I know you're not ready for. You're just an amateur and dying to explore. Territory that is soon to be conquered by life. Tonight, alright, alright.
With your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was MC Lyte. I'm just throwing words at you. That's what I'm saying. You hip hop artist, you throw words at people. Hard words, not my big booty is better than yours. Do you want to taste it? It's like, no, I don't want to taste six of flat. That's just me. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347 826-7435. Guess what? Guess what? I got an announcement for that ass. And I know y'all been waiting so patiently. We on the countdown. What are we on the countdown for? O.J. Simpson, baby. He's back. I ain't talking about them documentaries. Nah. We on something serious. O.J. Simpson has a July 20th parole hearing that could have him released as early as October the 1st. Now, he's going to turn 70 next month on the 9th. And he served more than 8 years of a 33-year sentence imposed on him. So, taking odds, who thinks he gonna get out? Raise your hand. We on the countdown. Next month, they gonna have the... Every week I'm gonna be talking about it, but next month they're gonna have that parole hearing, and I'm hoping somewhere they're gonna have it locked, cause I gotta see that. You know, it's must see TV. The dumbest black man on earth. You got off from killing, and I'm gonna say this all the time. Got off from killing two white people. Whether he did it or not, he was charged with it. And we know the history of this country. You get charged with something like that, your ass goes to jail. He got off, but instead he went to jail for stuff. I want to get my stuff back. Fool, you rich. And you want your stuff. Anyway, O.J. Simpson. July 20th, we on the countdown, people. Please, if y'all find where they're going to have a live stream or CNN or whatever, let your boy know. Send me a link because I want to see it. I'm a fervent follower of OJ and all his ignorance, and I look forward to seeing that guy do his thing. On camera. He's like, I'm 70. I've been good. You gonna let me off? Hell no. But I'm just saying they're gonna go through the formalities. Speaking of going through the formalities, there's also another countdown. It's not just the O.J. Simpson countdown. We are on the Bill Cosby countdown. What was the Bill Cosby countdown? And I'm serious. Bill Cosby plans to host a town hall series this summer in July. What is he going to do this series on? The meeting will consist of educating the youth on warning signs from potential victims that could possibly lead to legal accusation. Wyatt, his attorney, I'm trying not to laugh here, pointed out that this town hall is especially important for young athletes who should, and I quote, know what they're facing when they're hanging out and partying, when they're doing certain things they shouldn't be doing. Bill Cosby is planning on teaching the youth how to avoid sexual assault accusations. All right. Now, of course, you know, we'll have to watch that one too. But the fact that Bill Cosby, a dude who has admitted to raping women, I mean, not this one you know, I ain't rape her. You know, that bitch lying. But the other 40, I did them. But her, hell no. I don't know what the hell she talking about. Anyway, Bill. All right. Sorry about that. I'm back. I was messed up there, but I'm back. Whew. So anyway, yeah, as I was saying before, Bill Cosby, he's planning on teaching the youth how to avoid sexual assault accusations. I know y'all dying to, you know, have your young men listen to an upstanding role model like Bill Cosby, because, you know, the Cos. He's a great guy. He did the Cosby Show. He did Fat Albert and Friends. Positive guy in the community. So, of course, you're going to want your sons to follow the Bill Cosby. I can't. Whew. The fact that this dude, I mean, and see, this is, I don't know if it's hubris. I don't know if it's like you can't stay away from the camera, but the fact that you want to be out there, like, he's innocent. It ain't like he innocent. You done confess to raping people, and he's still coming out here. Now, there'd be some folks who say, hey, well, it's a witch hunt against Bill Cosby. How come they don't go after the white ones like they go after the black ones? Then, I mean, to me, it's irrelevant. It don't even matter how they go after the white ones. He raped women. I don't care what anything else about who Bill O'Reilly and you know, Roman Polanski. I don't care about them. Bill Cosby raping women. It wasn't no one he say, she say. It's a bunch of them. And this dude got the audacity to say, I'm going to do a town hall series on educating the youth on warning signs from potential victims. Man, I don't know. When you get rapists, and he's a rapist, when you get rapists, and this is why I'll be talking about that bizarro world shit, when you get a rapist trying to tell you how to avoid being a victim to the people that you're raping, you just remember this. You're telling people how to avoid being a victim to the people that you're preying on, because we know rape is not sexual. Rape is about power and control. So this is a dude that's systematically preying on women, taking advantage of their weaknesses. And as we know, just straight up giving them a drink and then taking advantage of their lifeless bodies. It's some cruel, sadistic, you know, sadomasochist, whatever words you want to use that donate sick and twisted. That's the dude that's going to be doing these town hall meetings, educating the youth. Bill Cosby, role model. Can't stop and he won't stop. Kind of crazy. And speaking of kind of crazy, most of y'all know about the Lonzo Ball, pick number 2 by the Lakers, because you know about his daddy, LeVar Ball, who's just out there, you know, speaking his son's name. I mean, me personally, I love the guy. Hey, he put his son on the map. I mean, his son put himself on the map by balling first. Because if his son couldn't ball, it wouldn't even matter what the hell his daddy says. It's like, you know, me talking about my son. Yeah, my son is the greatest baller ever. And then he get out on the court and everybody's dunking on him. It doesn't matter me hyping him. But Lonzo Ball, LeVar hyped his son, and, you know, he's here and everybody knows about him, and they're on the precipice of being a successful business. And in a world where black fathers are dissed at a premium, actually, and discouraged, and you hear the stuff that people say about LeVar Ball all the time. Oh, he needs to shut up. He's going to be a problem, blah, 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 blah. No. Last time I checked, I didn't see Lonzo Ball in trouble. I didn't hear about him raping no women in college. Ain't no stories about him doing any of that stuff. I mean, you know, as public as LeVar Ball is and Lonzo Ball, you know if they had done anything wrong, they'd be talking about their ass. Yeah, so there's nothing there. So automatically, you can't attack that, but you attack the character of a good father, basically. I bring this up because actually, LeVar Ball was a guest on WWE, and they had a little, you know, the little wrestling thing. He takes off his shirt. And, you know, he starts doing his thing. And they give Lonzo the mic. Lonzo passes it on to the little brother, LaMelo, who proceeds to say, and I quote, beat that N-word ass, daddy. Beat that N-word ass. You know, that's how they talk. You know, That term of endearment that everybody's saying, you know, I miss the F-N word, so you know, I ain't going to say it, but, you know, people say it. I respect your right to say it. I just don't support it. But, they said it. It's part of their regular, and, you know, he's talking about a white guy, not unlike Bill Maher, who was talking to another white guy when he said it last week. And so it was a big deal. They're like, oh, LaMelo Ball used a racial slur. And I guess it's a big deal because it's LaMelo Ball, the youngest brother. And I guess maybe it's a big deal because he's like half white, maybe. That's, you know, because the black dude saying it is like, whatever. I mean, to me, even with the Bill Maher, you know, I didn't see it as a big deal because, you know, until black folks decide they don't want to use the word no more, like, you can't get upset when people use the word when you use the word. And yeah, I know everybody said, yeah, it's our word, term of endearment, all that, but still. And it's just me. I can't speak for everybody else, but for me, no, I'm not feeling it. And I don't care who uses it. It's all bad to me, no matter what. Whether you're saying it in a nice way or not, I'm not going to tongue kiss my racism. It's not going to happen. But if you want to, more power to you. And so they're all up in arms. And to me, I just feel like it's like this right here. Cricket. Do we really care? Oh, still the cricket. Do we really care about this? No. I ain't think so. So, that's kind of it for me. I'm always tired of hearing these to kind of talk that people bring up as supposed to be controversy, and it's supposed to matter when realistically it doesn't matter. I mean what matters, I saw New Jersey State Assembly on Thursday, they passed a bill that would require schools to teach children how to interact with the police, and I quote, in a manner marked by mutual cooperation and respect. Now it passed in the assembly 76-0 in the New Jersey State Legislature Office of Legislative Services. And I'm sitting up here like, kids are taught how to interact with the police in a manner marked by mutual cooperation and respect. I mean, so, because I don't know what you're going to teach a black kid on how to interact with the police. I mean, shit, we all go through this with the parents. I mean, majority of black parents, if you're a father, you taught kids, you talk to your son, daughter on, hey, you can't holler, you can't make no quick movements or they're going to shoot you. In light of what's happened lately, I mean, we all know that, shit, that don't even matter. All that's out the window. I mean, guys like me, we scared to death. Because I'm like, shit, they're shooting all non-criminals. They ain't even shooting at the criminals. I've been waiting to watch the news to see, oh, dude in the shootout, pow, 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 pow. He's shooting at the police, and they clip him. But it's like, it's dudes like me. So when they start talking about in a manner marked by mutual cooperation and respect, mutual cooperation and respect means that it's respect on both sides. I mean, I think we already respect our oppressor because they have guns. So you teaching kids, I mean, I don't know what you going to tell them, what's going to happen. Hey, don't scream and cuss at the cops even though they shoot you and don't respect you. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, because every time we see a shooting, I'm like, yeah, they don't respect us. They don't care about, I mean, our lives mean nothing. You know, fuck rights. Rights ain't got nothing to do. Your life means nothing to them at all. Now, what do you do when your life means nothing? you can't legislate respect. You can't legislate care. I mean, because that's what, you know, that's just something that we talking about your moral compass. Because we here in America, we always hear about that moral compass stuff, but does that exist? Does it really exist? I don't think so. But, hey, shout out to New Jersey for putting kids in the awkward position of trying to figure out how not to be shot in the classroom also. Very helpful. Whew. And on that note, I think I'm going to go on break again. All right, this is my homies. HISD, Piano Sunrise.
How I fit over these Alicia, Mary feels like Felicia, a perfect match with tracks and contracts. The teacher sit next to me while I preach over ivory. Phantom of the opera with a mask on, singing my song behind the horns long. Come on, clap for me. I present to you the harmony and R&B. Consider me a prodigy. I'm IG, havoc on the industry, goofy, rap Stevie. You wonder why you can't see me? Cause you blind, baby, to the fact like food. I see clear with imagery, it's all in the mind. Beautiful singer, read your rhyme. Close your eyes and vibe, piano sunrise.
HISD, the Houston Independent Spit District, Piano Sunrise. Actually, they're going to be here performing next Thursday in the Bay Area. Y'all should come out to support the brothers and, you know, get to hang out with me. Because they will allow me to hang out with them, even though I wrote all their songs. I won't tell them I said that, but you can tell them I said that. I wrote all their songs, but they'll be out here. You know, we can hang out. We'll have the details next week. But it's on San Pablo Road. Y'all come out, hear some soul music. You know, some real hip hop. Not that. Bitch, shut up. Give me a drink. Bitch, shut up. Give me a drink. I ain't fucking rich. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the calling number. Once again, their calling number is 347-826-7435. Groundhog Day. What the hell is Groundhog Day? Y'all know what a Groundhog Day. If you don't know, it's where I talk about something that happens day after day after day after day. And it involves some races that here in America this seems to be part of the tapestry, the backdrop. It's like the sun in the sky. It's like the clouds in the sky. It's like you just take it for granted at this point. It's so bad. It's like, yeah. I mean, because it's not bad. It is. There's so much negative racism. Well, I don't think there's positive racism, so maybe I said that wrong. There is so much awful shit that is happens here in America that we don't even, I mean, it's shrugging our shoulders at this point. Awful killing. Awful treatment. It's like, yeah, that's about right. I mean, that's how we see it. It's like, yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that's about right. That's how we take it. We just brush it off. You know, they tell you feeling like pimp, brush your shoulders off. It's like, that's how we do about this racism. We just brush it off. We just pop our collars. Like, yeah, they racist against us. Case in point. Jacksonville, Florida. Not to just shock that it's Florida, or that if you're a long-time listener, you know that I'm going to talk about Florida, because it's something in the water there. I actually have tasted the sulfur water down there. It's some of the worst smelling and tasting things that you can ever experience. Anyway, Devontae Shipman. Doing what? Just walking across the street last Tuesday, walking across the street in Jacksonville, was run up on by a Jacksonville Sheriff's Officer J.S. Bowen. The officer runs up on him and like, yo, hey, you crossed against the light. Shipman's like, my bad. You know, I'm sorry. And so, of course, Bowen goes on to explain, hey, jaywalking is a $65 fine, and orders him to the police car. Jimmy was like, nah, you know, like, what's up? And so Bowen threatens him with jail for resisting an officer without violence. Gets better. Shipman walks toward the car lot. Like, you know, all right, you know, whatever. He says, show me some identification. Bowen's like, I don't have it. That's another infraction. And in the state of Florida, you have to have an ID card on you identifying who you are, or I can detain you for 7 hours until I figure out who you are. Even though that is not the law. You know, if the law. Florida Statute 322-15, Section 1, where it says that when operating a motor vehicle, yeah, but when you're walking, your body is not a motor vehicle. It is your vehicle, but you are allowed, thankfully, in the state of Florida, to walk without an ID. Now, it kind of harkens back to the days of the Black Codes, Jim Crow laws, where you couldn't walk, you couldn't state. If you couldn't state a purpose of where you were supposed to be, you had to go and work on the farm, plantation, wherever. Because if you couldn't, your vagrancy laws, like, hey, you can't just be walking around. Now you got to work. You got to work for us. I mean, you can't be walking with no ID. I mean, we're talking about he just walked crossing the street, crossing the street. So add that to the list of things that you can't do as a black man here in America without the police running up on you. If you cross the street. I guess maybe he just crossed the street too violently. It was like that. He had that what was that whack ass song by Bone Thug and Harmony? I'm sorry. I just didn't like them. Thuggish Ruggish Bone. I know y'all, I love that song. I hated that shit. Anyway, I guess he was too thuggish rocking across the street. And that's too much. It's just like you walk across that street and it just set the officer off. Now, in light of the video that we all saw for Philando Castile, where, you know, the officers in shooting the brother. You know, it's like you try to figure out what the hell can I do? You know, it's almost like maybe Michael Jackson had the right idea. If you turn yourself white and into a ghoul that they can't really recognize, you know, like he was like, it didn't matter whether you're black or white. He was like something else. They don't fuck with you. Because it's like you're too ghoulish to be fucked with at that point. I don't know, but I'm just saying. That's the new thing. Can't walk across the street because, hey, that's too much. And speaking of too much, I think I got an answer. I think maybe I have an answer. See, the census came out and they were talking about every ethnic and racial group grew between 2015 and 2016, but the number of whites increased at the slowest rate. Less than 0.01% or 5,000 people that the census estimate shows. So that's like a fraction of the rates of growth for non-white Hispanics, Asians, and people who said they are multiracial. And this is according to the government's annual estimates of population. Now, we've talked about how, you know, white people aren't producing white people. You know, I mean, some of it is interracial mixing, and of course, when they interracially mix, it's like something else. They don't call them white no more. Because I guess you just got to ignore the other half. But what I'm saying is the solution is quite clear. And it's really, really obvious. We've talked about all the surveys. You know, we laugh and joke about the surveys and they talk about sex and how it relieves the pressure and makes folks able to sleep, make them not so jumpy and angry and all that. And I'm just, white people, y'all need to fuck each other. Like, really. Y'all need to fuck. I'm saying this, you know, it's not no pornography, whatnot. It's, you know, you can say it's a joke. It's kind of funny, but it's not. See, white people, y'all engage in racism on a whole other level that the rest of us, we can't even comprehend. See, because while y'all out there plotting and hating on us, we fucking, we making babies, and you know the census, and they're talking about the estimate. Y'all had less than 0.01%, because you're spending all your time worrying about how you can fuck with us. If you're not making AIDS in the laboratory or some other drug that's gonna fuck us all up. Or mess with the food on the scientist level. You know, you just, your cops, you're in the streets, y'all, I mean, off duty, whatever, you're just trying to kill, fuck with black folks. See, there's a reason why there's no KKK for everybody else. Because We ain't got time to be hating on y'all. Because we enjoy each other more than we want to sit up and plot on y'all. So my suggestion is to all my Caucasian peoples out there, and if you're a Caucasian listener, if you know any Caucasians, say Smooth Drama said, look, y'all need to start fucking each other. Instead of, you know, these meetings and these Trump rallies, y'all should be home hitting it. Or if you're not at home hitting it, going to a club and be hitting it there. You know, go to a swing club. Go to a bathhouse. I'm encouraging, you know, all the negativity that y'all put behind the sexual connotations, whatnot. I mean, look, y'all need to get back on y'all Greek and Romans. I'm sorry. Y'all need to get on that. Because y'all don't, all this energy that y'all spending on us could be spent just fucking each other. Get it in. Please. I'm just saying. It's a plausible solution to me. Because if y'all are hanging with each other and having sex and enjoying each other, it's one less or a few less of y'all out there hating on us. Instead of them town hall meetings where you're, you know, make America great again, just bone your way back to it. I mean, y'all already on top. We can't mess with y'all. You're just saying. As and, you know, I'm humbly suggesting white people love each other again. Maybe the neo-Nazis, that's y'all white together. But just stay with each other and don't mess with us. And it'll be all good. A humble suggestion. And on that note, I missed the F word. I missed the F the N word. And this is another Smooth Drama production. I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hair.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.